The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 51st Psalm we hear, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Almighty God, we renew in return after a time of recreation and renewal, and we are grateful for that time away. We know that all of life continues only as long as it is renewed, and so we pray daily that we might be renewed by your Holy Spirit, so that we are capable of performing the work that you have given us to do. Continue to renew us so that we see our relationships with one another as a means for us to grow and understand this world in which we live. And renew us, Lord, so we may be capable of having life and living it abundantly new each day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 41st day, Thursday, March 16th, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, there are two calendars to go through. I would move that further reading of the journal from March 16th be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the journal from March the 16th be further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be prepared as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole. The senator from Cole moves it further reading of the journal. Oh, I'm sorry. Madam Secretary, read the second journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 42nd day, Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
You may.
Who all was here on the 21st of March? That's what I'm trying to find out. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal from March 21st, 2017 be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that the reading from March the 21st, that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal has been approved. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Andrews, what purpose do you rise?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
Senator from Andrews, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just wanted to make the body aware that Saturday night we had a historic event happen in the state of Missouri. Saturday night, the Northwest Missouri State University basketball team, in a 71-61 victory over number one ranked Fairmount State, this was the first time that they had ever become the NCAA Division II national champions in basketball. And Mr. President, might I also say that late last year, Northwest Missouri State University also was the NCAA Division II champion in football. So this is an outstanding accomplishment for the student athletes of Northwest Missouri State University. And Mr. President, I would ask that this body rise and acknowledge that outstanding accomplishment by one of our foremost regional universities in the state of Missouri.
Let's please rise for the senator from Andrew and for the university for their first place finish in football and basketball in the NCAA Division II champions, which has never been done before in the school's history. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose
do
you
rise? Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent.
Senator from St. Francis, you may continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to correct the March 16, 2017 Education Committee report on Senate Bill 327 to reflect that the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills numbers 327, 238, and 360.
Hearing no objection, those corrections will be made and logged in the journal. Would you please send your report forward?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, consent calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 405. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 405 be brought from the consent calendar for perfection.
The Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill number 405 with Senate Committee substitute.
For Senate Committee substitute.
Be taken up for third reading and final pass.
Yes, Senate Committee Substitute 405 be taken up and finally read.
Be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, now I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 407 be... 405, be third read and finally passed. Nope, that's your thing. Be third read and finally passed. Yep, that's what I want to do.
Senator, you're moving for the adoption the Senate Committee Substitute?
That's exactly what I'm doing, Mr. President.
Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barton?
I certainly do, Mr. President.
You may proceed, Senator.
President, thank you, Senator. I apologize that I was in a conversation and not attentive, and I've lost track of where we are. Can you bring me up to speed to what the...
Yep, you bet. Senator, this bill deals with Clay County Dispatch Service. We are moving for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 407.
Is that the consent?
And so that's where we're at. We're asking for the adoption of the substitute. The substitute deals with currently Jefferson and Clay counties are members of Emergency Services Board are appointed by county commissioners. When the telephone tax is approved to administer these funds and oversee central dispatching services, Clay County is trying to establish a consolidated dispatch system that would combine the county sheriff's department with many of the municipal police and emergency responders. This will allow for better efficiency and response times. This legislation would form a local board to oversee the system. Would allow these county commissioners to appoint board members to oversee the central dispatching for EMS without the approval of a telephone tax. It establishes a 7-member board, and board members have the power and duties for central dispatching services. These members will be elected beginning in 2020 in the general election. The Senate Committee Substitute simply removes Jefferson County from the bill and just solely deals with Clay County, and allowing the county to come up with this unified dispatchers, whether a telephone tax is passed or not.
Okay, so the language that removes Jefferson County, I've got the substitute out. Can you point me to the change, Senator? Looks like it starts on page 2. Just because there's a difference in how it's printed, that may not be where. Do you know where the Jefferson County was actually removed?
It deals with the definitional aspects of it. It simply takes out the references to Clay County. Excuse me, takes out the references to Jefferson County.
Is this a special law as it exists now, or are we making it a special law if we take Jefferson County out of it? Do you know?
Well, Senator,
I'm asking you for an opinion, obviously, but
it does refer just to, and it's intended to just refer to Clay County to allow this first class county to be able to put together this board to consolidate these services. I guess any other, from that standpoint, any other county that would fit within that. Within that definition would be included, which is what we had before, which only included Clay and Jefferson County, but the senator from Jefferson County did not wish to be included, and so we accommodated his wish and removed the made it a little tighter to be able to just deal with Clay County.
But right now, the only county that's affected by this is Clay County.
To my understanding, that is correct, and that was the intent.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I'll look at it further. Thank you very
you
much.
Bet. For thank you, report. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Yeah, Mr. President, I close.
The senator on the Senate Committee Substitute. Senator, you are closing on the Senate Committee Substitute.
You bet. The adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
Okay. All right. The senator from Andrews renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 405 be adopted. As many as the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 405 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Andrew, you recognize close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 405 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 405, an act relating to emergency dispatch service boards in certain counties. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dixon,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Hummel, Kehoe,
aye.
Koenig, Kraus, Leibla,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Onder,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schoff,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson,
aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Senator from the ninth. Senator from the ninth votes aye. Senator from the fourth. Senator from the fourth votes aye. Senator from the eighth. Are you seeking recognition? Senator from the eighth. We're going to roll call vote. Senator from the eighth votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 1 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 30, Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 30 be brought from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Barry moves that Senate Bill number 30 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 30 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill was passed out of here last year, and almost unanimously. It just allows road districts in one county to be able to combine two or more road districts into one because of various reasons. But anyway, I'd be glad to answer any questions, of course.
The Senator from Barry moves that Senate Bill number 30 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Barry, you recognize close.
I close.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate Bill number 30 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 30, an act relating to county road district consolidation. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eichel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman.
Aye.
Hoskins.
Aye.
Hummel.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Koenig.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Leibler.
Aye.
Munslinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Aye.
Onder.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Riddle.
Aye.
Rizzo.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Rowden.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schoff. Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 411, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 411 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third read and final passage.
Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill number 411 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 411 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill number 411 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is very simple. It adds Franklin County to the compact between Missouri and Illinois, creating the Bi-State Development Agency and the Bi-State Metropolitan Development District. There is no financial cost to this, but allows they are the only member organization of East-West Gateway that is not a member of Bi-State Development Agency. Therefore, that's what this does.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does that senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barton.
I do.
You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I was just quickly reading through the compact. So what is this? This is just an agreement between certain counties in Illinois and certain counties in Missouri?
It is correct.
What does it affect? Tax policy?
I think it's transportation. Obviously, they handle transportation issues. Bi-State Development handles transportation. There's some other issues they also handle, but mainly regarding transportation.
Okay, it's mostly just because there's so much transportation back
transportation
and forth between
that. Back and forth, yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Senator. Yeah. Thanks, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 411? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill number 411 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 411, an act relating to the Bi-State Metropolitan Development District. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Pearls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 161, Senator from Barry, with Senate Committee Substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 161 be brought from the consent calendar and before the body for third reading.
Senator from Barry moves that Senate Bill number 161 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry, do you care to move for the adoption? Explain
yes.
your bill.
Yes. I move the Senate Bill 161 with Senate Committee Substitute be adopted.
Senator moves for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? And, Senator, do you care to explain the bill first?
Yes. This bill creates the Schoolcraft Ozark Exploration Bicentennial Commission. As you might remember, in the winter of 1818, Henry Schoolcraft and his assistant set out to explore the Ozarks to document the climate, landscape, native peoples, antiquities, and mineral and natural resources. Henry Schoolcraft is mostly remembered for his role in studying and recording Indian culture. And there is many schools, parks, and roads named after him. And although his contributions to the exploration of Missouri has too often been overlooked or forgotten, Schoolcraft has a lasting legacy. This commission will be made up of 12 members, and there will be no reimbursement for this, and that's why it's still a consent bill. The commission will be responsible for organizing and coordinating a bicentennial celebration of Schoolcraft's exploration of the Ozarks and promoting public awareness and the historical significance of it. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from Barry.
Senator from Barry, do you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from Barton?
I yield.
You may proceed.
Thank you. I guess I'm a little curious. I mean, we have lots of festivals and celebrations across the state. Frequently, they're done by local people, chambers of commerce, Rotary clubs, Alliance clubs, etc. I guess I'm a little puzzled as to whether this is. I mean, is this that much more significant than those? I mean, like Truman Days in Barton County, or and I'm sure there's. I think there's Truman celebrations up in the Kansas City area.
Well, this, you know, Henry Schoolcraft, he explored all the Ozarks, not just a particular town where he was born or anything like that. And so this is more of a celebration of his legacy of what he did especially southern Missouri.
And what's the significance of the timing? Is this some kind of an anniversary?
Well, 1818 was when he made his first exploration at his own expense, unlike Lewis and Clark, who had the government finance their expenses. But he financed his own exploration.
Okay, and so he... So that's why the celebration is going to be, or the commission is going to work for the celebration on the anniversary.
Yes.
And then it's dissolved.
And then it's dissolved.
In the next year.
Yes.
Okay, so this just gets some of the elected officials involved with the commission? Is that
yes.
the whole
yes,
point
correct.
Of this?
That's correct.
Right.
But there is no compensation to the members of
What did he find?
He found lots of things. He found Indians, he studied the Indians and their culture. He studied the natural resources and the amount of different minerals that we have in the Ozarks. The marble that has built this building came from southwest Missouri in Carthage. And so he did lots of things, and he also wrote books about what he explored, and school kids have been studying these books for over 100 years.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
So all of this is documented.
Yes.
And there's a library of information that he, like the Lewis and Clark exploration,
right.
except that he did
there's
it on
his own. A Highway 65 bypass on Springfield is named the Henry Schoolcraft Boulevard. You know, so he's well known.
Why have I never heard of Henry Schoolcraft? How many counties?
Well, that's the reason for the bill, because people who are very astute, like you are, but yet, for some reason, it got past you some way.
Okay.
And so this is going to also promote tourism.
How many counties did he actually explore? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, let's see.
Is it in here?
I'm looking.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I thought you might know.
Here we go. He started his journey in Potosi. And then he passed near modern-day Salem, Houston, Kabul, and then he also visited locations near Branson, Springfield, Poplar Bluff, and Farmington. So all southern Missouri.
Right. So who actually approached you to try to do this? Is this something you came up with?
No.
There was a historical society?
Representative Roland in the House,
okay,
who was a former superintendent, and knew about Henry Schoolcraft and the education. I'm doing the Senate.
Okay. I appreciate you taking my inquiry. That was very educational. I really knew nothing about Henry Schoolcraft.
I hope this makes your day.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thanks, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for 161? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Barry.
Senator from Barry, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 24th?
I yield.
You may proceed, Senator.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back. Yes, I hope you had a nice, relaxing time off.
Well, I definitely had time off, so that was something, right?
Well,
whether it was relaxing, I'm not so sure that I would go down that path. How about you?
Yes, it was good to get away for a while.
Good, good. So I have a question for you, because as I was looking at your bill, it says that that any funds left over from this would not be allowed to be swept back into general revenue, right? So on the second page, shall not revert to general revenue, line 31.
Let me get the bill out. But we made it so that this is revenue neutral. On line what did you say?
Line 31 on the second
page. Line 31, yeah. Okay. Monies remaining in the fund at the end of the biennium shall not revert to general revenue.
I'm just curious about what the purpose of that was. Like, where would they go?
Well, the state treasurer will be the custodian of the fund.
Right,
yeah.
But they would stay in this fund,
uh-huh.
And isn't this fund just sort of a short-term event?
Yes, but the fund would be used for advertising of the
citizens. No, I understand, and it's, you know, whatever the uses are to create this event or this celebration is fine, but at the end of it, if there is money left in the fund, it's just going to sit in the fund?
I'm pretty sure it'll be used up, but that's...
Pretty sure what?
It will all be used up in advertising or expenses of some way, you know, for the celebration.
Well, I just, you know, and that would be my expectation, too, that it's all going to be used, but that's why I'm curious as to why, if there is any, why this language is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to use it all, that's fine. You don't need this language. If you're not going to use it all, then what happens to it? Stays in a fund?
It could be reverted back to, because a lot of these will be gifts and donations from people like you and me for the fund. And so we just want to make sure that these gifts and donations for this fund, for the bicentennial celebration, will not revert to general revenue.
I understand that, but this says at the end... monies remaining in the fund at the end of any biennium shall not revert to general revenue. And
right.
I know that we see that in a lot of language. Nobody wants to lose their money back to general revenue. But this event, this celebration, has a beginning and an end. So, thank you. Oh, am I looking at an old... Oh, I don't know why I got what I just got. But Sorry, I got something for a different question I have. So I'm not sure why that particular line is in there, and I'm only questioning it because then we have money sitting in some fund that can't be swept back into general revenue, and even if it's...
But it didn't come from general revenue.
True. But it's going to sit in a fund that is now virtually defunct because there is no need for it anymore. So I don't know how you use it. I'm just not sure why we left that language, or why we put that language. When I say we, I don't mean we. I mean you. Why you put that language in the bill when this particular celebration has a beginning and an end, and if you overcollect what you need, even if it's just $10,000, it's $10,000 that could be used somewhere else. This doesn't allow that to happen. That's all I'm asking about.
Okay. Well, on line 42, you know, number two, it's promoting public awareness of the importance and cultural significance. And this promoting public awareness does take money. And I'm sure we will promote it very, very thoroughly.
You know what? Absolutely. And I hope that you have lots of money to do that and to celebrate this and to promote it and to educate people. I just think that that's a little bit of a flaw in the legislation. But I certainly understand and appreciate what you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Barry, you are recognized to close on your Senate committee substitute motion.
Mr. President, I now close on my Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 161.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161 be adopted. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry.
President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161 be third read and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Barry, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 161, an act relating to the Schoolcraft Ozark Exploration Bicentennial Commission. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 30 ayes and 2 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 134, Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 134 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from the 14th moves that Senate Bill number 134 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 134 be read a third time and finally passed. Senate Bill 134 moves elections for streetlight maintenance district board members from the November general election to the April general municipal election. It also provides that a board may provide for nominations to be filed with the local election authority. Little did I know, Mr. President, that we had subdivisions called streetlight maintenance districts. And there are very few in the state. As many of us know here in the body, most of, if not all, but this is an exception, local municipal elections are for sub-districts. And right now, this election is held in November. One of the former representatives in the St. Louis area highlighted this point, that this is one of the few subdivisions that is not in the municipal election in April. And that's what Senate Bill 134 does. If there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
The senator from 14th moves that Senate Bill number 134 be read a third time upon put on final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from the 14th, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from 14th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 134 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 134, an act relating to the election of board members of streetlight maintenance districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tithing perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 300 and 306, Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 300 and 306 be brought from the consent calendar and before the body for third reading.
The Senator from Berry moves that Senate Bill number 300 and 306, with Senate Committee substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Berry, do you care to move for the adoption and explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. Mr. President, this has to do with school district bond sureties. Currently, the state law requires school districts to bond with two or more sureties. This bill simply allows them to just have one surety if they choose. A surety is basically an obligation by one party to assume responsibility for the debt obligation. When this statute originally came into effect in 1963, most surety bonding companies weren't really capitalized to the extent that they are now. It's also my understanding that many school districts are already currently just using one insurance company and unknowingly violating the law. The Senate Committee Substitute combines two different bills. One is mine and one is the senator from Andrews. And so we decided just to combine them both. It made common sense to do that. Also, language in the Senate Committee Substitute was from the senator from the 9th, was added to, in the Senate Committee Substitute, staggering the terms of the Kansas City School Board. This language was already in Senate Bill 93, which on last Thursday went consent and was passed out also. So if anybody has any questions on the staggering of the terms of the Kansas City School Board, the senator from the 9th would be glad to answer those questions. So with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Barry moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire the senator from Barry?
Senator from Barry, do you yield to inquire from the senator from Barton?
I yield. You want to talk about Henry Schoolcraft again?
Yes, I would love to. I really have never heard of it. Sounds like he's quite an individual and has quite a heritage.
He was a cool dude.
but relative to Senate Bill 300. I was curious at 306. All right, so this says that it requires the treasurer of a 7-director school district. Are there some non-7-director school districts, or is there a reason we've designated that a 7-director school district?
You know, I can't answer that.
I don't know that it's significant, but it caught my eye. I was curious.
Yeah.
Why we would have designated it that way.
Right, I'm sorry.
I didn't look to see if the language made it clear. I can't tell from this. There must be some that don't have.
There must be some.
I'm trying to understand. I was listening to your explanation. You said that there are situations now where we have school districts that are bonding with just one agent.
Yes, we have several.
They don't realize they're supposed to be bonding.
According to statute, yes.
So we're changing the law so that they just have to bond with one?
That's right. Uh-huh. Now, they can bond with two if they want to, but they're only required to bond with one. But the reason is because of the capitalization of the surety companies back in 1963 was probably not solid enough, but now it is, and so we don't have to worry about that.
I didn't look to see who testified.
I found an answer on the 7-director school
board. It looked like that was delivered to you.
It was delivered to me. It's hot off the press. except for the Kansas City and St. Louis, all are 7-district school boards, which I did not know.
Okay. So it's basically saying everybody but them.
Yeah.
Has to do this. Okay. And the School Insurance Council testified in support of this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't guess I have any other questions about that from you, Senator. You said the senator from the 9th has the information on the Kansas City.
Yes, she's not here right now, but her bill was Senate Bill,
G-306.
I'm sorry. Senate Bill 93. And it passed a week ago Thursday.
Okay, so we've already passed that.
We've already passed it, yes.
All right. Thank you, Senator, for taking my inquiry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Closing the adoption for the Senate Committee Substitute.
I close on the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 300 and 306 be adopted. As many as those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barry.
Aye. Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 300 and 306 be third read and on its final passage.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Barry, recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Barry renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills number 300 and 306 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills numbers 300 and 306, an act relating to governing bodies of school districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 486, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 486 be taken up from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill number 486 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the opportunity of the Senator from Barry to let somebody else talk today. Senate Bill 486, I now move that Senate Bill 486 be read for a third time, finally passed.
Senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill number 486 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, 486 is a conveyance bill. There is a large piece of property on the east side of the Capitol here that is the former Missouri State Penitentiary prison site. It's about a 120-acre piece of property. Right now, the City of Jefferson, through our Convention and Visitors Bureau, has a long-term lease on about 4 acres. It's the historic campus that we give prison tours on, and have went from 3,000 visitors a year to last year to 33,000 visitors. This would convey another piece of property to the City of Jefferson and the County of Cole. They are going to spend the money developing the infrastructure and taking care of the liability issues that might be associated with that piece of property, to develop it with streets and sewers and whatnot, so that the prison site, old MSP prison site, can start to gain some ground. The state of Missouri would still have almost 100 acres available that would then be opened up by the investment by the City of Jefferson and the County of Cole. So it's a conveyance piece. It is part, not all, small part of the Missouri State Penitentiary property, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Clay, purpose you rise.
To inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield from Senator
I
from
do.
Clay? You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I typically try to pay attention to conveyance bills. Are we charging them anything, or are we just giving them 4 acres for free?
No, the 4 acres is a historical campus, so this is not that. That is still under a lease agreement with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is about 20 usable acres. It's 30 acres total. It's about 20 of the 125-acre site. The exchange is that the city and the county will invest a little over $2 million to put the infrastructure needed for the state to develop the rest of it. So that, in essence, is what the city and county are putting in. It's a somewhat of a public-private partnership.
And this is part of the old prison site?
Yes, sir.
Now, is this the part where there's a bunch of cholera underground?
That's news to me, but I do know that there.
I know
this,
part
this
of
does have the old gas chamber on it. This is the piece that has the old gas chamber on it.
As I remember several years ago when we were looking at developing this site, the state was looking, part of the remediation was there were a bunch of people killed by cholera, and they were buried, and it could be reactivated, and it was a big expense, the discussion of what do we do with that, and I would just be interested, is this on the land we're giving away, or is this on the land that we would have to then remediate later if they opened it up?
I have been involved with a lot of the prison site development. I have not heard that before, so I can't tell you if it is or is not. I know this site had a lot of the problems that was going to be costly to the state with asbestos removal, et cetera. But obviously, the city and the county will be taking over that portion because there is still a building on it. It's what the prison shoe factory is still on this piece of property. So there is some cost associated with getting the site clean, if you will. I do not know the answer and have not. I've never even heard that before.
Okay, so. But it is the portion where the gas chamber is located?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Bill number 486 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 486, an act to authorize the conveyance of a certain state property to the city of Jefferson. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 488, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 488 be brought from the consent calendar before the body for a third reading and final passage.
Senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill number 488 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as have opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 488 be read for a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill number 488 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. As the body will see, I have an amendment that has to go on this for a technical error. So, Mr. President, I would request a unanimous consent of the Senate to suspend the rules for the purpose of offering an amendment.
Hearing no objection, the rules of the Senate will be suspended for the amendment.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward, and has your amendment been distributed?
My amendment has been distributed. I'd seek a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
The Senator from Cole requests a waiver of the reading. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Cole, please move for the adoption of the amendment and proceed with your explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill, and then I'll explain the amendment, has to do with another conveyance piece that has small pieces of property in Independence, St. Louis, Jefferson City, and Max Creek. The amendment that I'm offering is a technical correction for the Max Creek property that was not described right in the original bill. So it is technical in nature and just accurately describes the parcel of the property. And I would move for its adoption, and then I'll be happy to explain the rest of the bill.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard on the amendment? Hearing none, Senator from Cole is recognized to close on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close on the amendment.
Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 be adopted. As many as of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now on Senate Bill 488 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 488 as amended. This, again, has these are small pieces of property that typically the state would work out with various municipalities to clean up boundary lines. The other conveyance bill I did separately because I thought it was a separate conversation because it's a larger piece and a different subject. This is the typical pieces. That one is located in Independence, one is in St. Louis, one is here in Jefferson City, and one is in Max Creek.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 488 as amended? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Bill number 488 as amended be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 488, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state properties. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 421, Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 421 with Senate Committee Substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for the third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 11th moves that Senate Bill number 421 with Senate Committee suit be taken up, Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 11th, do you care to make move for the adoption and explain your Senate Committee Substitute?
President, I renew my motion for adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. And okay, I will go on to explain. Mr. President, this is a piece of property located in Independence, Missouri, right off the Independence Square. This is a land conveyance. In 1989, the state built the National Frontiers Museum and entered into a long-term lease with the City of Independence for its operation and maintenance. The National Frontiers Museum is the only museum in the county in the country devoted to telling the story of the Great Western Trail, Santa Fe, Oregon, and California. This piece of property has been maintained by the City of Independence for over 25 years and has demonstrated the ability to maintain the site for its intended purpose. The reason the City of Independence would like to have this conveyance is because they would like to do some ADA compliance
updates to it to the tune of around $225,000. And since they have been good stewards, we worked with the Department of Natural Resources to try to get that conveyed. They testified in favor of it, conveying it to the City of Independence. And that is actually why we have a Senate committee substitute, because we initially thought that the governor's office had to convey it. We were wrong and corrected it with the Department of Natural Resources conveying it. So with that, Mr. President, I will close and take any questions.
The senator from the 11th moves for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield from inquiry from the senator from the 1st?
I do.
You may proceed.
So, Senator, this is a conveyance bill for the City of Independence?
Yes, it is.
I understand the City of Independence is like the 4th largest municipality in the state of Missouri. Is it 4 or 5?
4, I believe.
4. And how much of your district is Independence? Is it 100% Independence, or you have some of the City of Kansas City as well, right?
I have some of the City of Kansas City and other parts of eastern Jackson County, but City of Independence is the biggest part of the district.
Got it. And everything you've got is in Jackson County.
Jackson County. Yeah, basically the north, some of the northeast part of Kansas City, all the way to the eastern Jack, Buckner.
Sure, I know Buckner. I actually had somebody in my wing in freshman year in college who was
from
Buckner. Interesting guy, actually. So what is getting conveyed?
I'm sorry?
What property is getting conveyed?
Sure. So just off of the Square in Independence, I don't know if you've been there or familiar with the Square in Independence.
I am familiar.
There you go. So just off the Square, technically would be a part of the Square, there is a museum that is owned by the state and operated by the City of Independence and the property that it sits on. The City of Independence has been maintaining the property, cutting the grass and everything else, operating the museum. And they actually do horse and buggy rides and take you on a tour of the square and give you a little historical background and information there. And we worked with the Department of Natural Resources to go ahead and get the property conveyed to the City of Independence due to the fact that they want to make some significant upgrades. One of them, like I said, was making it ADA compliant. The foundation repairs alone are estimated at around $225,000.
So I want to ask the question that I think is on a lot of senators' minds, and that is, what's going to happen to the horse and buggy aspect of that operation?
That will be kept.
That'll be kept.
That'll be kept. If you would like to make sure that it gets kept, we can probably open that up and.
Which apparently we can do by unanimous consent.
That's what I was just thinking. Yeah,
not to put too fine a point on it. So Independence is a big part of your district, so I'm assuming because this bill is for the City of Independence, I'm assuming this bill is really important to you.
Yes.
In fact, it's so important to you, if I'm not mistaken, this is actually the first bill you've brought forward to the floor of the Missouri Senate this year.
Yes, it is. That's how important the City of Independence is to me.
Well, that's good. Well, that's absolutely. And I know you have several other bills, some of which are on the calendar, some are on committee that I've heard. But I will say, Senator, you're doing a fine job of carrying the water for the City of Independence in your inaugural session in the Missouri Senate. Thank you for yielding to my inquiry. Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st, what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the Senator from the 4th?
Senator from the 4th, do you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from the 1st?
Absolutely.
Senator, I couldn't help but notice you appeared to be hanging on the Senator from the 11th's every word in that last exchange. Were you following carefully?
You know, I tried to follow very, very carefully. Still have quite a few unanswered questions that I may get to. I don't know if you realize that, but I was hanging on his every word.
Well, Senator, how long do you think your beard might be by the end of your inquiry?
Senator, there's no telling.
Well, I really don't want to get in the way of your fact-finding, Senator, so with that, I'm going to leave it in your very able hands. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. May I inquire of the Senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield from inquiry from the Senator from the 9th?
You?
You may proceed.
So, Senator, did I hear him say that this was your first bill?
It's my first bill, yeah, that I've had on the floor, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I just asked that question to a few colleagues behind me a few minutes ago. I couldn't remember whether when the Senator from the 4th had a bill last week or 2 weeks ago, whether you had a bill as well, and I was really trying to remember whether this was your first.
It is, yeah. Actually, it'll be the first bill, hopefully, if everything goes well, that I will have passed out of any chamber that wasn't yours.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It'll be the first bill that I've passed out of any chamber, even back to my days in the House, if I'm lucky enough, of course. Except for the ones I used to carry for you on the other side. That's the only ones. That's the other ones that I carried and got out of the chamber.
We did have a good partnership. I will say that as much as I am happy, of course, that you're over here and on this side of the building as well, I was a bit saddened because you did a very good job actually carrying much of my legislation on the other side too. So I thank you for that. But it is okay. Like I said, I just was trying to figure out again whether this was your first bill here in the Missouri Senate.
It is. No fireworks, just a simple land conveyance. I took the floor leader's advice and did it. Hopefully an easy one.
All right. Thank you for the inquiry.
Thanks, Senator.
Is any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise? Senator from the 11th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan. You may proceed.
Heard fireworks, Senator. And I just want to make sure, does your bill have anything to do with nitroglycerin, dynamite, explosives, or blasting in any possible form?
There is no blasting at all.
Okay, thank you.
There might be speaking of dynamite during the Old Frontier Tour, but
this is your first bill.
It is, yes.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barton.
Thank you.
You may proceed.
Did I hear you say that the Department of Natural Resources testified in favor of the bill?
Yes, sir.
I want to correct you. I think they testified for information purposes.
No,
according to my record.
Okay. if you think, I thought they did but in any scenario, we worked with them, we got them on board, and they had no problem with us doing it.
All right. Well, I wanted to correct the record, but also had a question. So what exactly was their information testimony? How much, do you remember what their...
I believe that they just had said that they had the property and that they were okay that we had crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's with the land conveyance, and they didn't see
it. Basically just gave it their standard approval, even though they probably were reluctant to testify in favor of it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because of being a department.
So I think the thing that confused me was when they testified for informational purposes, their informational purposes were pretty favorable.
Favorable, I understand.
Yeah.
So and you said that you thought this had to be conveyed by the governor, but then you discovered it could be conveyed by DNR. What happened? I mean, what exactly is the structure so that that's the possibility?
So DNR actually owns the building and the property. So if it's going to be conveyed, it had to go through whoever owned it. We thought that the state had owned it, and DNR owns it. So it had to be DNR and not the governor that had to convey the property.
So does DNR own other properties?
I don't know. I was concerned about this one. That was it.
I'm curious. DNR owns it. It would have to be owned by the state.
That's what we thought. That's exactly what we thought. And when we went through research, they said that it actually needed to be done through DNR.
How's titled or?
It was all technical mumbo jumbo, but we did what they told us to do, and they said DNR owned it and that we needed to have them convey it.
All right, so this simply authorizes the Department of Natural Resources to convey the property to the city?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from the 5th.
Senator, good evening, Senator. Did I hear you just say that this is your first time ever passing a bill in the state capitol since you've been here?
It'll be the first, that would be mine out of any chamber. And so, when I was in the House, I passed bills out of that chamber, but the sponsor was the senator from the 9th.
So how long have you been in this building?
This is my 7th session. I did 6 years, 6 sessions in the House, and this is my first one over here.
And how many bills have you filed?
Oh, I couldn't count that off the top of my head.
Like, how many? Like, just give me off the top of your head.
I don't know, 20, 30.
20 or 30, and this is the first one
to
ever come out of a chamber.
That's right. I don't know if you've we're in the super minority over there in the House, so there's a lot of other people over there that get ahead of us as Democrats.
Either that's a sign of a good floor leader, or the fact that you are an effective freshman.
There you go.
On the Senate side.
I hope so.
One or the other. Congratulations.
Thank you, Senator.
I'll be supporting your bill.
I appreciate that.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield from a senator from the 24th?
Yes.
Are you timing me? Because we actually don't have a time limit.
I know. No, I'm ready.
And so we can, like, talk the rest of the night if, I don't know, if those are your comfortable shoes.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm assuming that they are. And look, here comes the floor leader to offer you some honey in case your voice... Yeah.
Floor leader was just giving me all my options of what I could do with the bill.
Want to lay it over?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you because, I don't know, I'm in a talkative mood. I've had a week off, had nobody to talk to, nothing to say, and, you know, here we are back again. And I know, like, look, certain colleagues are getting up and leaving the floor right now because I've started talking.
Yeah.
Most of them are polite enough to give me a couple of minutes before they leave. But I actually do have a real question for you. You're married, right?
I am.
And if you were no longer married, that would be called doing what? Getting
a divorce?
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order. Senators, you may proceed.
So how do you spell that word? Divorce.
I can D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You were like a spelling bee champion.
Yeah, it was a George Jones song, by the way.
So would you take a look at your bill on page 2, line 52?
The substitute? Or the original bill?
Oh, do I have the wrong one in front of me? No, I have the substitute. Does it end in point 03C?
Yes.
Okay. So look at the back page, line 52. Now, I tried to find the word decorced on my Google dictionary. I don't know. It wasn't there.
Hold
Tell
on.
Me what Eugene and Monica...
Oh, okay. Here we go.
...who are husband and wife... for all this period of time, that they had never been decorced. What does that mean to you?
I would say that it should be written as divorced. So
really?
We might have to do a technical change here.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe you should. But other than that, all this property that you're allowing to be conveyed to Independence from Jackson County, is that right?
From DNR.
Yes. Properties in Jackson County.
In Jackson County.
To the city of Independence. Well, this is, I would say, if this does pass, this is Independence's Day.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to let you take care of that change, however you're going to go about doing that. If you want to keep talking to me, I'm happy to do that. But I think there are others who would really like to chat with you on the floor. So
sure.
I just wanted to let you know that, like you, my husband and I are still married, not decorced.
Not decorced, okay.
Thank you for the
Thank
input.
You.
Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the bill.
Senator from the 11th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator of the 8th. Senator, you may proceed. 7th.
Close. Good evening.
Evening.
What are we doing here? I missed every. What's your bill do?
Well, the senator from, I'm going to get this right. The senator from the 24th did found a technical error, and I believe one of my fellow senators, our colleagues, is going to have them draft something up. So that's.
And then we'll have to suspend the rules again, so you can make the amendment.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Seems to be the popular thing to do.
Why didn't you catch this before the senator from the
24th? You know, I would think that my trusty staff would have, your former trusty staff may have.
He's listening right now. And
I bet he is.
His ears are on fire, and, you know, he's. We'll hear about it afterwards, I guarantee it. All right, so this is a land conveyance bill. You know, typically, in the past, land conveyance bills have had a hard time going consent. So,
well, they're saying that it's in the legal description, and that's how it was written back then, so there's not much I can do about it.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I was just told. Is that, okay, so we're good. So we don't need to do a technical fix. I guess that was, And I guess that's how it was recorded in the legal description of that years ago. So I guess we're just going to leave
staff,
it. Don't tell
your staff
good.
Is off the hook?
Well, kind of. Off the hook that we're going to be able to get it done. Probably not off the hook that it wasn't caught.
All right, Senator. Well, congratulations.
I'd be more than happy to come over and have the conversation with us as well if you'd like to sit in and relive some of your old glory days.
Sure, sure. I appreciate that. Well, congratulations on your first bill, getting out of here, and look forward to voting on it. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 11th.
Senator from the 11th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 13th.
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator?
Yes?
I got nothing. I just want you to remember that in the back of your brain that I am not torturing you tonight. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
I inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from the 4th? You may proceed.
Senator, how are you tonight?
Doing very well.
Good, good. You know, this is a lot of fun. I really enjoy being over here in the Senate, especially when we have things like this. You know, I was just listening from the senator, and I remember him saying very clearly, you got to dot your I's and cross your T's. I thought that was very fitting because I know you caught this flaw in the bill.
Yes, it was interesting when Senator from Jackson was talking about having all his I's dotted and T's crossed, and then we come across the word dicorced.
And you had the same issue. You didn't understand the meaning of that word as well. I was a little confused myself.
Right, I didn't know that Eugene L. Selders and Monica T. Selders had never been dicorced.
Well, and you know, I guess what we've just heard is that this is something that's been written in before, and that's the explanation. You would sure think that this being the senator's first bill, he'd want to go ahead and correct the problem that was made so many years ago.
Right. You know what? Maybe the senator would consider just laying this over and then going back to we're getting a new title or new deed to the property that right. properly had
that,
the right
word. Probably need to unwind the whole thing.
Probably need to unwind time. The whole thing so we could go back to the Jackson County Recorder Deeds Office, maybe get the deed fixed so it didn't say dicorced.
My understanding is it easy to do an amendment on a consent bill, or is that something that takes...
That's something I believe it takes unanimous consent.
Hey, he may need to lay it over to go back and talk to the rest of his colleagues here to make sure that they're going to be okay with that.
I would agree, Senator.
I guess we'll see what his preference is shortly here, whether if he wants to actually fix this, correct this now, or just let the House fix it.
I mean, this has been something that's needed correction since, I don't even know, the 1880s or...
Oh, man.
1979. This is something that's been needed to be corrected since 1979.
Well, and I'm sure that he's going to, you know, take the initiative here and get that fixed.
I'm sure the senator from Jackson will do the right thing.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Squire.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 11th, you are recognized to close on the Senate Committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will disregard that last inquiry, and we will press on because I have an enormous amount of respect for our trusty staff here, and they have told me that it's all good to go, and I would not want to impugn their integrity by having to do an amendment or change something that they said is fine. So with that, Mr. President, I close.
The senator from the 11th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 421 be adopted. As many as those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 421 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator, does a senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, thank you. To inquire of the senator from the 11th, one
senator,
more time.
Senator from the 11th, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 24th?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you. So, Senator, before you finish up, just remember that a statute that may be put in the books with a typographical error that will remain in perpetuity will sort of have your name attached to it. Just wanted to remind
Senator,
you that.
Senator, that will be the worst thing that and has then, my name attached to it.
And pardon me. And, you know, when your children come home from school with not perfect scores on their papers or in their spelling, I think that you'll always have to remember that you, in a very public way, allowed this to go forward, unless, of course, you wanted to put the definition of decoursed in your bill. Okay. That's really the only thing I wanted you to think about and the only question I hoped you would ponder.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 11th, you're recognized close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have thought over the advice from Senator from the 24th.
The Senator from the 11th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 421 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 421, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state properties to the City of Independence. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise? Senator from the 9th, you are recorded as a no. Your vote will be changed to an aye. Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th. As a no. Your vote will be changed to an aye. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th, your record is a no. Your vote will be changed to an aye. Senator from the 4th. Your record is a no. Your vote will be changed to an aye. Senator from the 24th. Your record is a no. Senator from the 24th will be changed to an aye. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th, your vote will be changed to an aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection. Senator from Buchanan objects. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I would ask for your trusty advice on this one. I believe the something's being taken over, brought over to me. But whatever the senator from Buchanan just did, I'm going to be opposed to it, I'd imagine. As soon as we figure it out.
Senator, would you Senator, would you move that the title be agreed to?
I do. Mr. President, I move that the title be agreed to.
The senator from the 11th moves that the title be agreed to. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the vote by which the bill... Bill, I'm not reading that part. Mr. President, I move by which the vote the bill passed be reconsidered.
The senator from the 11th moves that the vote by which the that Senate Bill 421 passed be reconsidered. Senator from the 1st.
If I could have one other senator standing pursuant to Rule 86, I request that that motion be made in writing.
Senator,
Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st.
I withdraw that request.
That
Mr. President, I have a substitute motion.
Senator from the 1st, state your substitute motion.
Mr. President, I move that the bill be laid, postponed until a date certain and set for Thursday, March 30th, 2017.
The senator from the 1st moves that the motion lie on the table. Oh, I'm sorry. What was your motion?
Until a date certain, March 30th.
Senator from the first has the floor.
Mr. President, to the great astonishment of the body, I am going to withdraw that motion. Thank you.
Senator from first withdraws the motion. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
I move that we lay that on the table.
The senator from the 8th moves that this motion lay on the table. Those questions occur on the latter motion. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The chair is uncertain. Let's do this again. Those of the motion that shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carries. Senator from Cole.
President.
Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I ask that motion be laid on the table.
That motion's already been made and carried.
No, the motion to go back to the...
Senator from the 11th, you are finished.
I apologize.
You are finished.
Finished.
You're done. Senator. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, may I inquire of you?
You may. State your inquiry.
Are we complete with the senator from the 11th bill?
We are finished with the senator from the 11th.
Whew. Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 199, Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I would ask that that bill be put on the informal calendar.
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 349, Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that that bill be placed on the informal calendar.
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 293, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that Senate Bill 293 be taken up for perfection.
The Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate Bill number 293 be taken up for perfection. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 293 be perfected and ordered printed.
The Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate Bill number 293 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. President. This is enabling legislation that simply allows the fee used to fund the explosive safety program, currently capped at $2, to be raised to $7.50 per ton. According to the fiscal note, the Division of Fire Safety needs to raise the fee to $5 to administer the program. So therefore, we added language in the bill that states that the fee authorized in this section and adjusted by the rules shall not be greater than the cost of administering the program. Mr. President, I do have a substitute.
Send your substitute forward. Senator, you asked for a waiver of the reading.
I move for the waiver of the reading. It has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. And do you move for the adoption?
And I move for the adoption of the substitute.
Do you care to explain the substitute, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate substitute differs from the original version by providing a provision that exempts entities operating under the surface coal mining law to be free from the set of these fees. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan. You may proceed.
Senator, do you realize that this bill raises this fee by 275%?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it raises this fee on this by 275%. I just was curious how you thought about that.
Well, you know how I feel on fee bills.
I do know how you feel on fee bills. You may be blasting the granite here.
Yeah, that's a funny joke.
thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire the handler of the bill.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to inquiry from the Senator from the 7th?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, so I understand your underlying bill. What does the substitute do?
The substitute removes the surface coal mining operations from being under this fee because they operate under the DNR auspice. So they have asked to be removed. They never use this. They do not have oversight from the Blasting Safety Committee, so we're removing them and exempting them from this fee.
And what are the fees used for?
The fees are used for the inspection, the administering of the safety rules that have been established.
And there won't be any depreciation in the inspections? Because there won't be any depreciation of inspections because of this? We're not having less funds available?
No. Basically what this bill will do is only allow them to raise the fee and if sometimes lower the fee so that only the amount collected is what it costs to administer the fee. At this time, the Division of Fire Safety says that it takes approximately $5 to administer the program, so that gives them a buffer of $2.50 in case they need to raise the fees to administer this program.
All right. And how will we know when they decide, rather, they're going to...
Biannually, the board will gather together, look at the fee, and see if the fee is commensurate with the cost of administering the program. This is a self-imposed fee by the operators of blasting programs explosives and what have you. They are funding them the program so that they could have the oversight. It's self-induced.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward, and has it been distributed?
The amendment has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading and move for the adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, do you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. This amendment prohibits any nuisance cause of action from being brought against a person operating lawfully under the Missouri Blasting Safety Act. The Blasting Safety Act was passed in 2007.
Yeah, okay.
Blasters are in compliance with this act. They should not be sued for nuisance because they are adhering to all noise and seismic regulations set by the state and the federal government. Mines and quarries have been around for decades. They still deal with loose nuisance lawsuits, even though they comply with the Blasting Safety Act. And I did move for the adoption.
Okay, Senator, do you care to send your amendment forward?
Nobody can. If no questions.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
First.
Senator from the 1st, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 7th.
Yes, I do.
You may proceed.
Okay, Senator, anytime I see language like this, you know, I understand that this is in this particular industry, but anytime you're trying to mitigate nuisance liability, you know, I think of the CAFOs and the health ordinances and county ordinances and things like that. So I just want to hear from our resident attorney that this isn't something that concerns you.
You know, when I was actually July 4th, 1991, I was 17. It's my first day on the job working at the only air-conditioned full-service restaurant that they had at Worlds of Fun. And the thing about working in that restaurant was, of course, Worlds of Fun is built on top of Hunt Midwest mining properties, and they blast, or at least at that time, they blasted. And so usually after the lunch rush and before the dinner hour, between 2 and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, you would feel the ground underneath your feet rattle and shake for a few seconds a couple times when they were blasting. And that was sort of my first experience with dynamite blasting. And I'll tell you, I've had more than one homeowner that I've run, and there's blasting goes on in a lot of different places. I've got a quarry in my district. Blasting goes on in a lot of places in the state, and obviously it's something that is part of commerce and industry. It needs to be done. But every once in a while you'll have blasting under an amusement park or adjacent to residential areas where it can be a bit unsettling at best or possibly damaging at worst to adjacent properties. And it's one thing in the law, you have nuisance law, and one of the rules of nuisance law is they call it coming to the nuisance. So it's one thing if you buy a house across the street from a quarry that has been in operation for a number of years, you know there's blasting, you know there's going to be blasting, and you, the home buyer, bought that home knowing that you were going to be dealing with the effects of that blasting, including possibly its
impact
on the property.
And when you and I were in the House, we passed legislation that would prohibit double jeopardy on that property. So if you had a house that was in a CAFO range and sure, they sued for odor and they won, right, a suit, that house then could not be eligible to sue a second time, even if there was a new occupant.
Yeah.
We passed that law.
Yeah, well, right. And I will say this. Double jeopardy provision is something that I would entertain more readily than the amendment that we have right now. But the point is, when somebody, though, has a home on a site before a quarry opens or starts operating or starts blasting, and the Senator from the 14th talks about this in the context of some environmental issues in her district, it's one thing if you bought the home knowing that there's a problem, although that's still bad. It's another thing if there was no problem when you bought the home and now there is, and that's because of what somebody else is doing on their property that impacts the value of yours. And in the case of blasting, we're talking about the possibility for structural damage.
Right.
So, you know, these nuisance exemptions we see in a lot of different contexts. Members of the body are going to have to decide, you know, look, if a quarry opens up in your backyard tomorrow, what this is saying is that if somebody on an adjacent property does underground blasting and your house falls down as a result, sorry, no recourse.
All right,
that's what this amendment does.
Let me talk to the sponsor
yeah.
of the amendment
yeah,
real
yeah,
quick,
yeah.
and then and we'll go back. Mr. Thanks. President.
Senator from the 7th.
You inquire of the handle of the amendment.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield from a inquiry from the Senator from the 7th?
Thank you, Senator. This is the first time I've seen this language. Is this a bill that you had filed? That has it had a hearing before?
No.
No, it has not. Has it been brought up and discussed in any other legislative session?
Well, this is for people who are operating within the law. You know, I was in Walmart the other day that had a quarry nearby, and they came over the intercom and said, there will be blasting at the nearby quarry in a few minutes to not be concerned. And it was a little shimmer, and that was it. And nobody got too shook up. Ha ha.
Okay. Do you remember, were you in the House when we passed the Double Jeopardy bill, where if you purchase a property within the confines of a CAFO that had order issues and you won a suit?
What year was that?
Probably 2011. Yeah. To me, that would maybe make a little more sense in terms of saying if you've sued and won, then that can't be. Because before, we had these properties that were magnets because they knew that there was going to be odor, there was going to be issues with the property, and they were suing multiple times. So do you know, are folks getting sued in blast sites because their pictures are falling off the wall or whatever it may be?
They're getting sued, and they're operating within the law, and then they have to go through the trouble of paying for a suit to win. And so this is saying if you're following all of the federal and state regulations involved in this, then you should be allowed. This is not talking about damages or any of those things. That's if you're operating within the law.
And who decides, rather, an operation?
Well, it's from Senate Bill from 2007. It was House Bill 298. And then there are federal regulations and state regulations on, well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to the sponsor of the bill on this. I appreciate your explanation. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 7th?
Yes, I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, is this something that you've had previous conversations on?
I did talk with the sponsor of the amendment and did agree to allow the amendment to go on. The operators are operating within the structure of the law. And then even though they are, they're having lawsuits filed against them, and the simplistic statement of the amendment makes sense.
Okay. It may – the example that the senator from the first gave of if you had your home prior to someone beginning blasting.
Three senators standing. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Reluctantly raise a point of order.
Please state your point of order.
Mr. President, the amendment goes beyond the scope of the underlying bill. The title of the bill is pretty clear, dealing with per-ton fees, and this goes into litigation on blasting.
Your point of order. Anyone else to speak on the point of order? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
The title has been changed from per ton fee for using explosives to the use of explosives.
Senator, your point of order will be referred to the present pro tem of the Senate. Senator from Callaway, you had the floor. Were you finished? I'm sorry, but point of order. She's speaking on the point of order.
That the point of order be not well taken.
All right. Does anyone else care to speak on the point of order? Senator from Buchanan.
Order. The amendment clearly goes beyond the scope of the title, which it says relating to the per ton fee for using explosives. The amendment doesn't have anything to do at all with the per ton fee for using explosives, so there is no question that it goes beyond the title. However, the amendment seeks to change the title, and in the past, we've gotten a variety of rulings when this has happened, and sometimes the various pro tems would allow the title to be changed, and sometimes the various pro tems would not allow the titles to be changed. But it's very clear that the amendment has to do with blasting. And so it is a naturally related subject. And so it will be very interesting for the body to receive the ruling because it once and for all should answer the question of really whether you can change the title in the case of where there is an amendment that is naturally related to the underlying subject matter.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the point of order? Does any other senator wish to be heard on the point of order?
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Rule on the point of order.
Proceed.
The point of order is not well taken. The amendment is written within the scope of the bill. The overarching purpose of the bill is the use of explosives. The amendment fits within the overarching purpose of the bill.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th has the floor.
Okay. I was just having a conversation with the sponsor of legislation. So, Senator, the amendment is now in order, and you've had prior conversations. I talked to the handler of the amendment, and one of the concerns I did have that I know was shared in the back is that the bill has not had a hearing, or the amendment has not had a hearing, but I'm going to go ahead and sit down now. I'm probably not going to support the amendment, but I'm not going to take any more floor time up for it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. President.
Is there any other senators I'd be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 1st.
Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st, you yield from inquiry from Senator from Buchanan.
Yes, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Have you been following what just transpired on the floor here?
I was aware of the point of order that was made, and then I, frankly, I had a phone call related to my law practice, and I had to run out and have a conversation. So I have not picked up on what has happened since the point of order was made.
Okay, well, this is really quite interesting, and I think that the body needs to definitely take note of what has happened here.
Okay.
The Senate will come to order while the senators are in debate. Senator, you may proceed.
So we have an underlying bill that what it has to do with is the per-ton fee for using explosives.
Right.
That's what it's about. Very clearly, the per-ton fee. That's the title of the bill.
Yeah.
Then now we have an amendment, and the amendment changes the title. Instead of per ton fee for using explosives, it changes it to the use of explosives.
Right.
And since it is about explosives, the amendment, which has nothing to do with the per ton fee, but does have to do with using explosives and the nuisance
sure.
aspect of it, this amendment has been ruled in order, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with what's stated in the title. The amendment expands the title, and it does, however, naturally relate to the subject matter explosives.
Well, Senator, this is one of those instances where I think I kind of understand where both sides are coming from. I certainly understand the point of order, which I understand was made by the Senator from the 8th. I certainly understand the making of the point of order. Certainly, the amendment would not fit under the bill's current title. The question is, can you change the title, which, of course, we have amendments that do that from time to time. The next question is, are you inviting a Hammerschmidt problem? And the answer is, you may very well be doing so. So I would not have been upset had the point of order been ruled well taken. I would not have been upset if the point of order had been taken under advisement. And I would not, I'll say this, it may or may not have been the call that I would have made, but I understand the argument that the amendment fits the title that the amendment puts forward. But I agree with you. I don't think the amendment fits the original title or original purpose of the bill. And if this amendment goes on, that's something that almost certainly will be, on an issue like this, that will be litigated at some point, I would imagine.
Oh, and especially if somebody ever wants to sue somebody
right.
for using explosives next door.
Right.
Well, the thing yeah. is that, the Mr. President, could we
Senator have, from I'm Buchanan?
Having difficulty hearing.
I would remind my colleagues, if you have conversations, please take them in the side gallery so the senators can hear each other debating. Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Ms. President. So I just, Senator, the title of the underlying bill is not about explosives. It's about the fee. That's what it is. It's the per-ton fee, and the words "for using explosives" modifies the word "fee." So yep. now, instead of having a bill that's about fees, we now have a bill about explosives. Now, theoretically, somebody could have offered up an amendment that would have added an amendment to change the fees on some other item, like checking for boll weevils or something.
Right.
I mean, since the bill was about fees, and now the bill is about explosives, I wonder if such an amendment would be in order now. The thing is that over the years, I myself have offered amendments that expanded the title and naturally were related to the underlying subject matter, and I have had my amendments ruled out of order.
Well, and there I understand where you're coming. I understood where you're coming from before. I specifically understand where you're coming from on that point.
And
Senator,
you might have actually had the same experience.
I wouldn't say that that's an outlandish suggestion, Senator.
But I
can't swear either way, but it sounds like the sort of thing that might happen to me on any given day in the Missouri Senate.
Well, I think that it's really, really important for everybody in the Senate to know now that if you are going to offer an amendment and expand the title, as long as it is naturally related to any of the words in the underlying title, it does not have to be related to the subject of the underlying title. It can be related to any of the modifying words also. I mean, we've established that today. And so it's game on for offering amendments.
Well, it's one of those, again, in the parlance of a prominent conservative talk radio host, it's one of those sort of flag-the-tape moments, if you will, Senator.
It is. It's a precedent upon which I hope that we can all rely. It would be nice to know the rules of the game as you're playing the game.
Yes, I agree with that, Senator. You know, I was dealing with a rule change in a completely unrelated setting over the weekend, and it was a situation that where a small change in a rule completely changed how the game was played. Literally, and in that case, I mean, it was a athletic competition.
Right, and that's what's happening here today.
Yep.
Well, thank you for taking my inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Amendment Number 1? Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the bill sponsor.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from the 8th?
I do.
You may proceed.
I do not want to let the amendment sponsor close on this amendment and you not understand the repercussions if this amendment gets on. I am 100% against this amendment as it is drafted, and if it gets on the bill, I would not be willing to let that bill come to a close. Not that I would be opposed to you getting a vote on your bill, but this amendment, I believe, takes away a person's individual right to, as I explained to a number of people back here, if a quarry or somebody moved in close to you, your 20-year home or your home that you've lived in all your life and started blasting and you worked the third shift, meaning at night, and slept during the day, this bill would stop you from being able to sue, and you wouldn't be able to necessarily sleep in your own house because of this amendment. And I have some concerns with it. I also have some concerns that this amendment was never heard in a committee. We have not had any public testimony. Not one person testified for or against this type of legislation. And I think when you bring something to the floor of the Missouri Senate this late in the game, we need to know where the public is on it. And so I have some serious concerns on this. I'm willing to let the vote happen on the amendment, but if it gets on your bill, I'm very much opposed to letting it move forward. Just want to let you know where we are.
Well, I want to make sure we're differentiating nuisance versus damages. If when there, a blasting site is set up, there's got to be a buffer area, which takes into consideration the noise level, the vibration levels, and all those things. So what this bill does is eliminates the nuisance claims, but does not eliminate actual damages. If there's actual enough vibration that it's shaking the pictures off the walls, breaking your glass, or so noisy that the decibel level is too high for you to sleep, then that would be a damage. Mm-hmm. But according to the rules and guidelines of blasting, those have to be taken into consideration.
Okay, so if and underneath the situation happens and a house has a crack on a door frame, that would be damages. But how would you know that that was damages done by the blasting or just normal settling of a house?
That would be a challenge for a court case.
So that'd be a court case, and that would be okay underneath the amendment?
Even under this amendment, yes.
Okay, but go back to my scenario. Person lives there for 20 years, works the night shift and sleeps during the day, and the blasting starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it doesn't allow that person to sleep. What restitution does that person have?
Well, the blasting guidelines for decibel levels has to be taken into consideration.
Right, but as long as they were within the parameters of the law, that person would have no way to seek restitution, and at this point would be inconvenienced because they wouldn't be able to sleep in their own home.
But even with current law, it would be if they were operating under current law, they would still be protected. But with the nuisance, it would make a person have a second thought before they filed a lawsuit with this language clarifying what would be a nuisance and what was actually being
done. Why would the court even hear it? Wouldn't you have an attorney, and I'm not an attorney, wouldn't an attorney just say underneath the Missouri state law this is a nuisance case and therefore the court could throw it out?
True.
I have some concerns. This is my concerns that I thought about right here this evening, and without having the opportunity to have other testimony, I just think this is a bad way to move forward in Missouri Senate. And point of order, I think people need to understand what just happened on that point of order. We have now made a clear statement from that point of order that now titles can be changed on the floor of the Missouri Senate, and as long as it's relating to the same subject, you can now offer an amendment. This amendment changes your underlying purpose of this bill.
It had your underlying purpose had nothing to do with civil litigation. It had everything to do with fees, and you probably kept it tight for a purpose, so that it would avoid all kinds of amendments. And so now we've opened that up with that ruling on that point of order.
So those are your two concerns, is that the way the amendment changes the title, as well as the fact that it's never been heard under committee and there's never been any testimony to evaluate the basis of the amendment.
Right. So, I'm not by myself. There's other people willing to help if needed, if this amendment gets on. So I just want to let you know what happens if this amendment gets onto your bill. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire of the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield for an inquiry from the senator from Callaway?
Yes, I do.
You may proceed.
Yes, Senator, good evening.
Pardon me?
Good evening.
I wanted to visit with you. One point several years ago, we were in the House, I believe. This came up with gun ranges that were already there, established, and someone buying a house next to the gun range, and then they decided they didn't like it and wanted to sue.
Yeah, actually, the bill that we passed that year, it is much like what you've got here. It says you cannot sue for a nuisance. Now, if a bullet would leave the range and go into property or injure someone, or you could still sue for that. That is actual damages. It's not the nuisance. Of course, there's generally a buffer around shooting ranges also, just like there is under the law for blasting. But, you know, another thing that came to my mind when this amendment and the bill actually came up, do you know who else does a lot of blasting in the state of Missouri?
Who is that?
That would be the highway department or their contractors that work for them.
Sure.
And they go right past, generally, a lot of maybe homes or things like that. But it is, you know, we've got to have transportation, and one way to make the roads level is to do blasting. Of course, like they said, there's rules, there's regulations and everything that you have to follow. You can't use but so big a charge and all things like that. You have to follow those regulations to keep your decibels down and not to cause damage. So really with this bill, it's a lot like what we actually have for the gun bill, the gun ranges.
Currently on the books.
Yes, currently on the books already. And as far as the other, you know, I looked at this, and actually the bill actually deals with Section 319.318. Yours is actually 319.337, which actually falls within the same chapter. So I don't really see a big problem there. I mean, I guess if somebody would want to take it to court, we'd see where the courts come out on that issue. As far as I can see, I think you do have an amendment here that does provide for these businesses, as well as MoDOT and everybody, to keep operating, because they are businesses. This is what they rely on to do. They are granted permits. They have to follow permits issued, I believe, by DNR actually also, as well as the fire marshal's office or whatever that deals with blasting. So they all look at that. And I know we dealt with quarries last year, actually the sponsor of this bill and myself, on the taxing of quarries. And like I say, I know DNR also permits them. So they do have probably a buffer that's required to provide safety, and also the laws that they have to follow, both state and federal, to fit.
Exactly.
I think you've got a good amendment here.
Well, it, I believe, helps our businesses, and it doesn't affect the damages. It has to do with them following the laws of both feds and our state, and those regulations are put into place so that those damages don't happen.
That's right. As with a lot of industries, we have rules and regulations we have to follow. This is one probably more stringent than a lot of others because of the nature of it.
Right.
So I don't see a problem with your amendment, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number one? Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Callaway?
Senator from Callaway, do you yield to inquire from the senator from Green? You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was out of the chamber in one of the galleries, and I was trying to pay attention. Can you tell me, I have your amendment here. Can you tell me kind of what it does?
Well, number one, it does not involve damages. So what this amendment does is if an operator is operating within the scope of the state law and regulations and the federal laws for all these blasting terms, let's see here. Within for the seismic thing, so they don't shake the earth and the homes too much. If they are operating within those laws, then this says you are not allowed to sue, just to sue if you don't like it.
Okay. And I heard that there was a point of order on, did your...
Mine changes the title from...
You changed the title in the amendment.
Per ton fee using explosives to the use of explosives.
Okay. Well, I realized that the point of order was ruled not well taken. Here's my concern. Of course, I support the underlying bill, and I know it's important that we get the underlying bill not only passed, but that it stays in place for the purpose of the fees and what MoDOT needs and folks around the state. But my concern is we're seeing the Missouri Supreme Court become more conservative in their interpretation of the single subject clause of the Constitution pertaining to legislative proceedings. We just had a case that was unanimous dealing with minimum wage, and it was on those bases that they threw out the bill. Because we did, I don't know if we changed the title in that bill. We could change the title all day long, but the Constitution says that no bill shall be passed. I don't want to quote it wrong. I looked at it a minute ago. No law shall be passed except by bill, and no bill shall be so amended in its passage through either house as to change its original purpose. So we can change the title, and the point of order can be ruled not well taken, but it doesn't guarantee what the courts are going to do, because if we change the original purpose, somebody can sue, and the whole bill goes down in flames. I am not going to say what I think about the amendment. I think, you know, it should have its... It's not about the content of the amendment that you're offering. I'm concerned that what we're doing here is getting ourselves a little bit down the road, but we're creating a problem potentially a year or two from now where not only this portion of the bill is thrown out, but potentially the rest of it. And since it was not heard in committee, I think we're kind of on thin ice here, is just my concern. No comment about, I mean, I don't know enough about the subject matter. It may be completely good legislation to pass. I'm just a little concerned knowing, and I want to tell you this, I'm pleased that the court is getting to the point where they're becoming more conservative in interpreting or reading that the way it's written, because we've been after the court to, you know,
well, don't they just throw out offending language, not the entire bill?
Bills are, if I'm remembering correctly, they are severable unless there is a non-severability clause. So I think that they could do that. I don't
I wouldn't
because
want to speak for them.
This is very much, you were in the House when the nuisance law came up concerning the gun ranges.
Yes.
So this is pretty much like that law, is it not?
Well, that's really not the point. The point is that it's changing the original content. It's let me get the right language. It is changing the original purpose of the bill. The bill was narrow in its original purpose, and we're kind of expanding beyond the original purpose. It's just, I just think we're going beyond our legislative authority here. That's my only concern. Subject matter, I think it's the same thing.
Even if we had an amendment to the amendment that said if you were already an existing quarry?
I think the only way we could do this is to suspend the Constitution. I'm just saying, because the court is doing what they're doing, and frankly, I'm glad to see that they're getting down to the letter of the law of the land and interpreting what it actually says. I'm just a word of caution is all I want to offer the body. And your language, I would probably vote for this as a bill.
I'm sorry.
I would vote for this as a bill.
Things are moving quite quickly this year, right?
Well, you know, one of the reasons that I think we're seeing so many bills is because
nothing's moving.
Well, it's what my analysis of that, I've actually said to folks, it feels like a molasses train this year. But the reason is we're going back and re-legislating a lot of things that were vetoed by the previous administration, which is good. But we're also doing single subject bills so they don't get thrown out. Because even if we get them signed by a Republican governor, if they're challenged by one person in the state and the court says, not single subject, then all of our work is down the drain. So I...
if somebody sues, does that mean the bill's thrown out? The law would be thrown out?
It's possible. I mean, if they send it back to us like they did last week or 2 weeks ago on the minimum wage, that was a Hammerschmidt violation. So then we have to go back and re-legislate everything.
Do you think this is a Hammerschmidt violation?
I wouldn't want to begin to speak for the court. I'm just concerned that we're going beyond that single subject purpose, single subject original purpose clause in Section 21, Article 3. I had to check my section number. So just that's my only – I didn't want to let it go without at least saying something like I said, if it was its own bill, I'd vote for your bill today. Thank you,
well,
Senator.
Taken.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Amendment Number 1? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
You may proceed.
Okay, so, Senator, right now, the way it stands right now, if I have a chunk of property right here, and you're blasting over there, and let's just say that you are operating lawfully and not in violation of these sections, you're blasting, in spite of the fact that you're operating lawfully, could be bothering me. I mean, I could be feeling the blast.
Right.
I could be detecting vibrations, you know, dust coming down my ceiling onto my head. And it could be that you were still in conformance with the statutes. And right now, under that scenario, I have the liberty of filing a lawsuit and taking you to court, right?
That's correct.
Because if I did not have the liberty to do that,
right,
this amendment would not be being offered.
Right. So you're saying that this is taking away your freedom, your right to seek restitution in this case that you're just mentioning.
That is exactly how I'm seeing this. This amendment is very minutely reducing my liberty as a citizen of Missouri.
Right.
That's what's happening.
And a court has every right to make a decision based on the facts that are presented to the court.
That's exactly correct.
But underneath this amendment, you wouldn't be authorized to do that.
Right. Now, my overarching feeling about liberty is that there are a lot of people that died for my liberty and for the liberty of every member of the state of Missouri. And the best way to honor those people who died for our liberty is to protect it.
I would agree.
In the smallest degree. Because every time something like this passes, our liberty is eroded a little bit.
That's right.
So, I'm with you, Senator.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't want my liberty eroded even a little bit. I want my liberty protected. I don't want to give up my right to go to court to seek redress. If you're blasting over there, and that vibration is bothering me, I have a way right now I can go and I can seek redress of my grievance through the court system.
That's right.
And if this amendment passes, no, I don't have that ability anymore.
That's right. The court could throw it out saying that
it's a
violation of state law.
They would have, you know, okay, now I've got another question. It says any action for public or private nuisance. So if it's a public nuisance, now who would be, you know, defending the public? Wouldn't it be like the DNR or maybe the county prosecutor or somebody? They say, that's a public nuisance. Well, I want my protective, regulating, watching over entities.
Your elected prosecutor?
Right. Because it might be a whole bunch of people in the neighborhood that
right.
might be, you know, nuisanced.
Right. Absolutely.
And so I'm with you. I have a little problem with this amendment. I would like to see the amendment withdrawn myself. I think that would be the correct way to go, because if this amendment goes under the bill, I will be standing with you just because this bill is taking away a little bit of liberty.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
That will be the thing. So I'm just kind of letting everybody know that I'm going to be standing with you. So thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Green.
Senator from Green does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the senator from Green.
Moi.
Senator from Green, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, you were having a discussion on the Hammerschmidt issue, and I've always been fascinated by the Hammerschmidt because it's so difficult to get your arms around. It's like a slippery eel. And, you know, what you think is a Hammerschmidt or what you think is not a Hammerschmidt, you can be wrong so easily.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I was in the House, and you were there too, there was a bill that was an insurance bill, and at that time, Senator Loudon slipped in a few words regarding tocology. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And
I've been trying to make sure that stuff didn't get slipped back out of there.
Right. And the Missouri State Medical Association took them to court.
Right.
And went to court and said, this is a Hammerschmidt problem. This is a bill on insurance. It doesn't have anything to do with babies. And guess what the court ruled?
I can't remember, but I would presume that they ruled that it wasn't, since that's still in there.
No.
Okay.
They ruled that the Missouri State Medical Association didn't have standing.
That's right. That's right. I do remember that.
And so, it could be that if this amendment goes on, And even though it might be a slam dunk that it's a Hammerschmidt, the person going to court might have it ruled that they don't have standing. And now I understand that there's like a time limit, that if you don't do it within a certain amount of time, that baby is going to just be automatically accepted as law. So if in order for this to really have an opportunity to become ripe, somebody somewhere is going to have their, you know, nearby blasting agency doing some blasting, and then they would have to take them to court and actually be shown to have standing in order for this to actually get ruled on by the court.
Perhaps. You know, I think the senator from Callaway is out of the chamber, but
he's right behind you.
Oh. In my inquiry, she'd asked me a couple of questions, which I declined to answer, only for the reason that I just don't know. You know, I have tremendous respect for the senator, and
Absolutely.
I don't like to not say when I have a question like that, but I don't know. I'm certainly not an expert, and I don't know what all of the factors are that go into a decision that the court's going to make, so I wouldn't want to presume one way or the other, and like you just pointed out. So, yeah, I don't know that process and how standing is determined. I wouldn't want to guess and be wrong.
Well, this
is the
thing.
I just know that with some of the decisions that we're seeing come out of the court with the single subject issue, I know they're kind of moving more in that direction, which is a more conservative direction for the court, so I'm pleased with that. My conscience would not let me sit and not say something as just a roadside warning to the body that we might be headed for the ditch here.
Yeah. Well,
not that we're definitely going to do it, but just, hey, be aware before you make your decision. It's up to the body.
Well, that's true. You know, it seems to me that if this amendment goes on, my liberty and yours is diminished a little bit, because now you don't have the ability to go to court if you believe that somebody who is deemed to be within the statute is causing you a nuisance.
Well, you know what? To paraphrase Mark Twain, you know what the best way to preserve liberty is?
What?
The legislature to go home.
Well, that's exactly
I mean, it's
correct.
A total paraphrase.
I mean, this bill doesn't make my liberty greater. I mean, I shouldn't say the bill, this amendment. The bill just increases the fee that people who are,
well,
blasting have to pay, and that's probably a reasonable thing.
With respect, though, to the senator from Callaway, I would say that it would enhance the liberty of those who are operating lawfully to continue to do the work that they do.
But it would inhibit even those people's liberty to bring a lawsuit against a different blaster who is blasting near them. I mean, yeah, why we're protecting people from being sued, that's not making their liberty more. That's just taking away other people's liberty. The net liberty goes down.
The shift. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so
I wasn't thinking about it from that perspective. I mean, I wasn't even commenting on the subject matter or the content of the amendment. I was just concerned that we were crossing a bridge there with the
Hammerschmidt
overall content of the bill that would leave a door open that the whole bill could go down in flames, or at least a good portion of it.
Well, the question is, if you take the underlying bill and you say, this bill has to do with the per ton fee for using explosives, and then you add something else to the bill, and you augment the bill, so that now it has not only to do with the per-ton fee for explosives, but it also has to do with the nuisances regarding explosives. Have you changed the underlying purpose of the bill? Because it's still there. It hasn't been changed. It's still underlying. The amendment added to. And so the question is, when you add something, does that change the underlying purpose?
I would say that depends on the subject matter and how much it's changing it. And that's why we have jurists that do that work full time. I don't know the answer to that question with this. I don't know the subject matter well enough, quite honestly.
Well,
I wanted to say,
if you're going to talk about Hammerschmidt and the Constitution, and the question is, what's the meaning of those words, the underlying purpose?
Well,
because it's still there. It hasn't gone away.
Hammerschmidt was just the guy, I guess, in the case. But, you know, if the original bill dealt with fees, but then we're getting into limiting tort action, to me those are different.
Yeah.
Because they're both related to a second cousin of rock and dirt over here.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned that, and that's why I said I have to just voice my concern and the body will have to decide. I know we had a point of order. I know how it was ruled, but that doesn't guarantee that it's going to stand up to the scrutiny
of the court.
Seven jurists. No.
Well, you know, we do this a lot. I have been told, one time I was told that it's okay if chairmen expand the title of their bill and make it an omnibus bill so that this might be about explosives.
But those bills usually start out with a very broad title and subject, like
not always
relating to transportation, and then it's got, you know.
Right, but sometimes they start off with, like I've seen it happen that bills, it was the exact opposite.
Like ethics.
Yeah.
And it's a narrow deal, and then they get, and that, remember, they've been thrown out before.
Right. It starts off being about a gift ban, and the next thing you know, it's about the revolving door and this and that.
Yeah, what happened to that gift ban bill?
Last year, it was a very interesting thing that happened last year. But the point is that there doesn't seem to be a hard and fast rule regarding how, you know, how we deal with changing the title. I have been told before that I wanted to change the title, that it was like you, only committee chairman could do that. But apparently that's not...
Well, procedure, of course, the Constitution gives us the authority to govern ourselves by rules. But then the other things that are in there, they supersede the rules. And so what I read about the single subject supersedes whatever we would do with our own internal rules. We still have to follow the rest of that book. So.
Right. Well, anyway, I wanted to
have that. But again, it's a matter of interpretation. I just wanted to, you know, put up a warning sign and say, hey, we might be crossing that threshold there. But, again, that's for the body to decide.
Right. I just wanted to say, you know, we had a very similar amendment to this that had to do with CAFOs. And it was that you couldn't sue a CAFO as long as they were in compliance with, you know, the laws regarding CAFOs. Well, I mean, in the one hand,
I think that's the nuisance bill that the senator from Callaway was referring to that we had when we were all in the House, which I...
Well, I think that's right. And the thing is what one has to do with stink and the other one has to do with noise or vibration.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, I want to be able to... If a CAFO comes and builds next to me and it still is within the law... and it stinks up my place, I want to be able to sue. My property value goes way down. If they decide to dig a quarry right next to my place, and every now and then, you know, I feel this, you know, or whatever, I want to be able to go to court and say, I'm not happy with this. My property value has gone down. I have suffered a loss. You know, I have lost some of the enjoyment of my property, and I don't want to give up that. I mean, it's not probably going to affect me because I live in a subdivision, you know, in town. Probably not going to happen to me. But there are a lot of people in the state of Missouri that it could happen to. And I just don't, like, I'm wondering, who was it that came and said, we got to have this protection? Well, it was the blasters. You know, I mean, we're here there helping the blasters. Why are we doing this for the blasters? I just wonder.
As I told the senator from Callaway, I'd probably support this bill. I just was concerned about the mechanics of getting it across the finish line.
Right.
And so that was my only concern. You know, we can do that on a vote. Somebody mentioned something about the public hearing. I think that's good, too. But my only concern was, are we crossing a threshold here where we're violating our constitutional authority in Article 3?
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant Marge, would you summons the senator from the 15th? Senator from the 15th, you yield from the inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan.
Yes.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it. You've been paying attention to what's going on here with this amendment and what it's
Yeah, I've been working on other stuff, but I've been listening.
Okay. I suspect that you might have a similar feeling about your liberty to go to court if somebody is blasting near you, and even though the court might say, or the DNR, or somebody might say, they're in compliance with the law, you might feel that the noise, the vibration, is a nuisance to you, and you might want to take them to court.
Sure.
And if this amendment becomes law, you will no longer have that liberty to take them to court. It will reduce your liberty by the ability to take somebody under those circumstances to court. That's what it does. Now, the senator from the 8th has stood up, and he has said that if this amendment goes on, he's willing to stand and talk to prevent the bill from passing. And I have stood up, and I have said, similarly, I will join him because I don't want my liberty taken away. So I'm asking you, basically, do you feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, I can absolutely, yeah, I can see how this can violate someone's liberty, for sure.
Well, you know, if you feel the same, and you let the body know that you feel the same, maybe if there were enough of us who were letting the body know that we're going to stand if this amendment goes on, maybe it might encourage the offerer of the amendment to just simply withdraw it. That's what I'm hoping. And so I appreciate your candor there, because you do see my point, do you not?
Yes, yeah, I absolutely do.
Okay, well, I really, really appreciate your, you know, saying that. So thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
I do, Mr. President.
You may proceed, Senator.
Senator, being a liberty-minded individual, I have a feeling that you might resonate with what's been said here about the liberty that is being reduced by this amendment.
Well, I think that's a broader conversation that is probably more appropriate to have in something beyond just an amendment. And by the way, Senator, I think I've spent more time in the past hour talking about blasting caps than I have in a vast majority of my lifetime. But that being said, I'm coming up to speed quickly here, and I am struck by the fact that we do seem to have two different subject matters from where we started. There, one, if I'm reading the original substitute, dealt specifically with per ton fees, and now we've expanded that by changing the title and fitting in something dramatically different from that original intent. And I think there's some concern there. And I don't necessarily think that the concern raised by the senator from Callaway is without merit. I think there may be a discussion that could potentially be had there. But I'm not sure that putting it on there in the form of this amendment gives a proper medium for us to have that discussion. The concerns you're bringing up about the liberty question, I think, are very valid. And again, I'm extremely hesitant to vote for an amendment without having and going through that vetting process. As I said, all my discussion and experience discussing blasting has occurred in the past hour. And what you're bringing up could potentially take hours and hours of discussion to get through. Amendment goes on to the bill, then that will put us in a position where we have to spend hours and hours on precisely that discussion. And I don't know if that is in the interest of either the bill sponsor or even the original intent of the amendment sponsor.
Well, I guess the bottom line is that this amendment has to have an effect, else it would not be offered. And the effect that it has is, very simply, that a person shall not be subject to an action, which means that you won't be able to bring the action. It takes away every citizen of Missouri's right to bring the action as long as some arbitrary body decides that the blaster is operating lawfully and is not in violation of the sections noted.
Right.
So if you keep your vibrations to the level defined by law, if you keep the decibels below the level defined by law, and you are therefore within the confines of the law, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I'm next door, and those vibrations and that noise is bothering me and creating for me a nuisance. And then I can go to court and I can say, Your Honor, members of the jury, I'm wronged here. My quality of life has gone down. You've taken away some of the enjoyment of my property. Maybe my property value has gone down, and I would like to be compensated. You know, now, that's money in your pocket that you no longer have the opportunity to get. You don't get to go to court. Therefore, it is a reduction in your liberty. Now, I guess what I'm saying to you, Senator, is the senator from the 8th saw this immediately. I see it. The senator from the 15th sees it. If you see it, that's four people who see it. If we stand together, and maybe if we let everybody know that this is the way we feel about this amendment, maybe we can, like, divert the train here and get this amendment laid aside. Because if it goes on to the bill, I'm planning to. The senator from the 15th is. The senator from the 8th. I'm hoping that you'll join.
Well, Senator, I think that if you look at sections 319.300 to section 319.345, I don't know how many members of the body have become intimately familiar with those sections because in exchange for compliance with those few passages of state statute, we're relieving for any action, public or private, an entity's liability for nuisance lawsuits. And I think that would require several, many hours of discussion so that the body could be comfortable with what those sections are saying.
Well, this is the time when this amendment is getting ready to go on to this bill. So do you think that we should have those several hours of discussion prior to voting on it?
Well, I can't help but wonder if there is enough, there may be not enough support within the chamber to even get this as a passed amendment. I mean, it seems to be a relatively strong case. It seems like there are some other conversations ongoing, so perhaps if we keep considering this possibility, the solution will present itself.
Well, then I would say that we ought to talk more about these sections. We have section 319.318 regurgitated in the bill. I believe that's the only section that is there. So maybe we could chat about that for a little while.
I'm sure we can. Absolutely. Well, because as I said, I the limit of my experience with blasting cap operations is fairly limited.
You know, I had mentioned to the senator from the 8th that, you know, there's a lot of people who went to war. They got killed. Many of them got injured. And they did that in defense of our freedoms. And, you know, I like to look at each one of the bills that we're passing and try to do a little analysis of whether or not I think that it's affecting our liberty and our freedom. And I just have to tell you, it seems pretty obvious that this amendment takes away my freedom. It doesn't, like, give me more.
Because it cuts off an avenue of redress.
Right.
In the event that someone believes
right.
they are being
I'm living out in the country,
upon.
Minding my own business, raising my vegetables, getting up, enjoying the sunrise on the piece of property that I spent my life paying for, and suddenly there's this little rumble, like rumble, 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 and a little bit of dust comes off of my, you know, ceiling tile down over onto my head as I'm petting my cat. And I go, what the heck? Where's this dust coming from? And then, you know, a little while later, there's a little bit more dust. Rumble, rumble, rumble. And my cat gets disturbed and jumps off of my lap. And I say to myself, this thing is disturbing my cat even. And it's getting in my eyes, you know? I mean, so, you know, I make some phone calls, and they say, well, that blaster is, like, within the scope of the law of sections 319.300 to 319.345 because we've actually put sound detectors and vibration detectors. We've got a seismograph right there, and the deflection on the seismograph is only 1.5 centimeters, and as long as it's within 2 centimeters, why, you know, you're within the guidelines of within the law. And so I go, well, I call my lawyer. I go, like, I got to put a stop to this stuff. And they go, sorry, 1.5 centimeter seismograph deflection just doesn't cut it. I go, but the dust is coming off of my ceiling tiles and disturbing my cat. Like, I cannot go to court to get this wrong fixed. And I can't, I wake up in the middle of the night. I have insomnia and I'm in a bad mood because I didn't sleep very well.
Or
maybe I sleep during the day and they do the blasting during the day. I don't know. Well, but the bottom line of it is I want to go to court. I want to go to court, and I want to let a jury of my peers, and I want to let the court process carry, play itself out. But if this amendment passes, I won't be able to do that. My liberty is being eroded. What do you say?
Well, you're making a strong case, particularly the liberties of your cat.
Especially the cat.
This could be a serious concern. So
it could be that my cows don't like the vibration and give less milk. It could be that. It could be a variety of things that I find objectionable and which I want to seek redress by the court. And I'm not looking for something that, we can kind of laugh about, but the bottom line of it is that when there are things like this, loud noises, vibrations, boom, things jarring on your shelves, it is a nuisance. And it does bother people.
Well, and I would point out something else on a more serious note. There may be, and the Senator from Callaway may have brought up an issue. Frivolous lawsuits are being brought, and they shouldn't be brought, and there should be some sort of additional protection for businesses who are performing blasting operations. Perhaps that's the case. There may be a legitimate case there. I don't see that within the scope of this one paragraph amendment. So I'm concerned that based on something that is not within the original scope of the bill that was brought up by the Senator from St. Francois, I don't know if this is a good maneuver to try to fit onto this bill before we've had a chance to really properly vet this. So, I think that the Senator from Callaway is genuine in her concern. I just don't know, and you were speaking to this earlier, if this was the appropriate mechanism to bring this particular concern up.
Well, normally legislation would go through a committee process, and there would be an opportunity for interested parties to come give testimony, vet legislation, try to find out, who would be opposed, who would be in favor, have the committee members ask appropriate questions, have a free and fair discussion, try to decide, does this affect liberty? The chairman of the committee would have the wisdom needed to kind of think about it especially hard, decide whether to move such a piece of legislation. We have a process that is a very important process. And I cannot tell you the number of times when I myself have offered a piece of legislation and the question has been raised, was this heard in committee? Well, no. Well, So this is one of those.
Senator, if I could ask a question, do you have an objection to the underlying bill, going back to the original bill?
Well, I had a little discussion with the Senator from the 8th. The Senator from the 8th and I are not on the same side of the underlying bill.
Okay.
I think that the underlying bill is okay. Now, some people have sort of the philosophy that any time you should increase a fee, why that would not be appropriate. But other people feel like it's okay to increase a fee. I'm of the latter. I've actually advocated for increased fees in the past, in the case of agricultural inspections, because the fees weren't generating an adequate amount of revenue in order to pay for the inspections that they were supposed to be paying for. This is a case of that. This is a case where...
Three senators standing. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
President, I withdraw my amendment.
Your amendment will be sent back. We are now back on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293. Does any senator wish to be heard on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293? Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 293? Hearing none, Senator from St. Francis, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close on adopting the Senate Substitute.
The Senator from St. Francis moved that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 293 be adopted. As many as are opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 293 be perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from St. Francis, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 293 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of committees for standing committees. Senator from Cole, please send your report forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 239, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire the Secretary if there are messages in the House? If so, I ask them to please be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 270, entitled An Act Relating to Marriage Licenses. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 327, entitled An Act Relating to the Missouri Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 175, entitled An Act Relating to Agriculture. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 229, entitled An Act Relating to Banning Certain Lobbyist Gifts. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 349, entitled An Act Relating to the Inspection of Certain X-ray Systems. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 255, entitled An Act Relating to Ticket Selling Practices. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 316, entitled An Act Relating to the Licensure of Psychologists. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 680, entitled An Act Relating to Adult High Schools. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 355, entitled An Act Relating to Restrictive Covenants. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 348, entitled An Act Relating to Bingo. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 191, entitled An Act Relating to the Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Control Fund. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 884, entitled An Act Relating to the State Capitol Complex Commission. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 6. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 12. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Joint Resolution 10, entitled A Joint Resolution Relating to Bingo. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 871, entitled An Act Relating to the Missouri Military Code. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 850, entitled An Act Relating to Military Complaints Against a Commanding Officer. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 805, entitled An Act Relating to Combat Decoration License Plate Recognition. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 645, entitled An Act Relating to Retired Peace Officers. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 909, entitled An Act Relating to the Disposition of Human Remains. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1045, entitled An Act Relating to Fees Credited to the Technology Trust Fund, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I ask the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
There is a message from the Governor. The reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of announcements.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee of Gubernatorial Appointments.
They will be referred. Senator from Cole. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Announcement. Mr. President,
Senator, we are not on that order of business at this time.
Yeah.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 13th.
Announcement, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
The Minority Caucus will be meeting in room 333, 10 minutes after adjournment.
Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.